It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
And it's Monday, so we got some Monday NFL chit chat.
Hey, here's a guy who wants to talk about football. Hey, boom.
Monday night football.
Monday night football. Sunday night football.
Sunday night football.
So we go. Just started off. NFL, everything NFL owned is podcast over the weekend, man. Especially yesterday. It's what all this happened on. Patriots beating the Bengals 34-13. What do you think about the Patriots now?
I mean, nothing that I haven't said already. It was funny. They were losing to the Bengals at the start, like up into the half. Mm-hmm. And everyone, I'm sure, was like, oh, dude, the Bengals are going to beat the Patriots. Patriots suck. But then the Patriots came back, obviously, and just smoked them because it's Dalton and the Bengals suck.
I really cannot say anything about them in the playoffs right now. I have no idea. I really have no idea. Because right now it looks like, dude, they might go out in one or two. But then you think about it, and you're like, damn, it's the typical story, though.
It's still the Patriots.
You know, it's the Patriots' damn story.
Tom Brady has been in the Super Bowl. Like,
You know what's weird, dude? Here, what do you think about this statement? The best way to motivate a team that doesn't have significant players is to lose the last few games, isn't it?
Maybe.
I mean, there's something to that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, or like almost losing games.
Yeah.
They've always done it. Dude, I swear they do it on purpose. I don't know.
Can you do it on purpose?
Can you? Because they always do at the end. They always lose one or two, and that they barely win those one or two if they don't lose.
Yeah.
Even like when they're ridiculous with Gronk and when they had like, you know, Randy Moss. It's the typical Patriot story. So that always like are they?
Are they bad? Are they good? I don't think you can count out a guy who's been to the Super Bowl, what, seven times?
Yeah.
And it's nuts. And he's won five of them.
Their offense really does look like they're
six
struggling.
Of them now. They do. They are a
well,
shell.
They've been to what, nine?
So he's got six. Now.
He's got six and they've been to nine.
Yeah.
They lost three. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, they lost three. They've lost to the Giants twice, and they lost to the the Eagles.
So, yeah, they've been, Belichick and Brady, since they've played together, they've been to 9 in 20 seasons. Dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
That is. It's the last handful of seasons. The first one he won was in 2002.
Right.
But it's nuts. And so a team like that, an experienced coach, and again, I go back to, if you want to see why the Patriots do what they do, the opening drive against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They did a trick play. They did a flea flicker.
Yeah.
On the opening drive.
Yeah. Dude, they're a wild team. I've seen them do an onside kick in the opening kickoff.
Yeah. It's nuts.
You know what people are saying, though, is they have to do it because they can't do anything else on offense. They got to throw out trick plays because they're struggling so much.
But if you can, he's always kind of done that. You know, I think he's always thrown that in even when they were good. But let's really look at the overall setup of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Is that I wouldn't say they've had some really big players. But when you look at like some of these monster teams, like you go back to the Aikman days of the Cowboys, like monster teams. Have they been monster? Edelman is 5 foot nothing, 190. Yeah. You know, he's not a big guy, but he is consistently
performed.
He does. He gets open. They know how to play the game to a point where even against teams that are better than them, they're going to find a way to win. So now you put them in the playoffs with all that playoff experience, that comes in handy.
It's very interesting to me, man. Usually I have a lot of confidence going into playoffs. This year, I don't know, man. I don't know. Obviously, that's the team that I like to cheer for.
Ravens beat the Jets pretty handedly, 42-21.
Yep.
Packers had a great game against the Bears, 21-13. Bears had a chance to come back, but Trubisky screwed it up.
Trubisky.
It was the whole team. I just think our defense was playing really good football, and their offense just.
How do you feel about your Packers in the playoffs?
Obviously we're in there now. We got a playoff berth.
We won a six.
We clinched it, so we're good there. That feels really good. But there's going to be some good teams like the Patriots, the Seahawks. Now the Seahawks just had a squeaker against the Panthers. I'm surprised it was that close, 30-24.
Dude, I'm betting on the Seahawks.
I think Seahawks are going. They have been quietly dominating the league. They're 11-2 now.
It's the quiet ones you gotta watch. It is though, man. They're sneaky and they're right back, dude. They are very good and nobody's really giving them the the amount of praise that I think
that's
they deserve.
Smart. I think that, or it's not smart for them. It's good because people aren't thinking about the Seahawks. Yeah. Even now, granted, we say that, but
maybe they're not thinking about it up until they play them.
Yeah, but you know, I think everyone's got a target on the Patriots. They got a target on the 49ers.
Yeah.
Texans beat the Titans 24-21. Dolphins lost to the Giants 36-20.
Damn.
And apparently Manning is retired.
So Manning got a standing ovation over the weekend, clapping for him. Oh, man. Potentially could have been his last home game.
Home game as a Giant.
As a Giant.
Here's what I think everyone has realized. He will not be on the Giants next year.
Yeah.
Will he be out of the league? I don't know. But I doubt that at this point in time, they've benched Eli. They're ready to move on. They're ready to start that next chapter. So why keep him on? Why keep an expensive player, even on the bench? Okay, but that's an expensive player to keep on the bench
right, as
a coach or a backup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when he's coming in as a backup, he's playing decent, but he's not old school 2008.
Here's the question now. 38 years old, Eli Manning. Two Super Bowl rings, beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's a Manning. He's an NFL quarterback. He'll probably be in the Hall of Fame at some point.
He's a Manning, but he's Eli Manning.
It's Eli. He's the third worst Manning.
He's number three on that list.
Actually, he's worse than the brother that doesn't play in the NFL.
Right. Dude, Peyton could come back and play for the Giants.
But does he go to another team that's struggling that needs maybe a veteran quarterback?
No.
You don't think so?
Just
think he's
hang
done?
It up, man.
If I was him, I'd hang it up.
Just
what
hang
else?
It up.
You got two Super Bowl rings. What else do you got to prove?
I got
benched this season. What else do you got to prove?
Yeah, and I could see if you come in, you get benched at the beginning of the season, you come in and you just kill it.
Yeah.
If he was killing it right now, mm-hmm. then it would be like, yeah, this guy should probably be playing.
But maybe he goes to a different team and he has that renewed sense.
Motivation.
Brett Favre went to the
Vikings.
When he went to the Vikings after the Jets, and he got him to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, but everybody said that Favre should have retired.
Oh, he should have. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. His season with the Jets was pretty meh.
It's like when everybody's, if anybody's old in the NFL and thinking about retiring, they just kind of, they reference the Brett Favre.
Yep.
They're like, don't be a fantastic quarterback and then just really try to hang on at the end.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of like.
His last throw as a quarterback was an interception.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You want it to be like a Super Bowl.
You know what? If I ever won the Super Bowl, I'd just retire. After the Super Bowl, I'd be like, I'm done.
He's 22.
Yeah, it's all right. I won the Super Bowl. I'm done.
So there you go. Yeah, more scores over the weekend.
Yeah, we got Redskins losing to the Eagles 37-27. Chiefs beating the Broncos pretty handedly 23-3. Bucks beating the Lions. Yes. 38-17. That's good for me because we play the Lions in 2 weeks. The Packers do. When I say we, because I'll be there suited up.
Yeah, what?
Don't you love
what
that?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll be there.
We'll
be there. I'm the 52nd man on the roster.
Right.
Lions. Now you've had a pretty strong stance on the Lions.
I do.
You think they're giving it up on purpose?
I do. I think they are, and it's not coming from the players. It's not coming from the coaches.
Yep.
There's an insider. His name's Pat McAfee.
Yep.
Tried-eyed his name.
Mm-hmm.
He played in the NFL. He's like, dude, it definitely doesn't come from the players. He's like, the players are always playing hard. They're always trying to make their money. Basically, if you have a paycheck hanging in front of your nose, you're going to play hard regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if you're on the shittiest team ever. Coaches, same way. Coaches, you don't want to get fired.
No.
So you're always trying to win, mm-hmm. no matter if you're 3-whatever.
I think they're.
You're always going to try to win.
Yeah.
But beyond that, the owners, the people around the owners,
They want
them to lose.
Yeah.
They want a top five pick.
Yeah.
They're not going to fire themselves.
That gets, and it gets people excited for the next year. You get this hot rookie that everyone's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking about the team. I mean, they did that with Baker Mayfield.
So if you're trying to lose on purpose, how do you do it? You get the team drunk the night before.
I mean, yeah,
everything's on the Lions
tonight.
Just
rack it up, guys. Coach, we got a game round. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
We'll party till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they are they're looking abysmal. I hope to get. The shitty part is, as a Packer fan, even when the Lions were doing bad last year, they still whooped our ass last game of the season at Lambeau, shut us out. Rodgers got hurt like the first series. We're in Detroit. I hope we just spank the shit out of them. I hope we spank the shit out of the Lions. That's my take on it. Especially after the game.
How about this? Do you play Rodgers?
That's tough. It's a tough call.
Why would you?
If you think we can beat them.
You don't have to win. I mean, if you win, is it determining home field advantage?
I think we have to win out to get home field advantage. I think so. If we want to make it Lambeau, we have to win out.
Which now, is a big deal. So it's huge. You do play him, I guess.
It's huge. Think about playing the 49ers in Lambeau.
Now, if that's not a factor, do you play him? I don't think you do.
Boy.
You risk that?
So, but
imagine Rodgers getting hurt going into the playoffs. That would suck.
That would suck. And the Lions always play tough. They do.
And I'm not just saying the Packers. I'm saying anybody that's there's six teams right now that are guaranteed to go to the playoffs.
Yep. Yep.
And if you're not playing for home field advantage, which I don't think the Patriots are.
Oh, are they? Do they not have home field?
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
So Packers, big game this Sunday. They're playing the Vikings. Mm-hmm. They need, if they want to win the division, they got to beat the Vikings. And that's going to be tough because it's in Minnesota.
I was going to say, you're kind of nervous about that.
I am because the Vikings actually showed up this year.
Yeah.
And
it's that stadium's ridiculous.
I think the Vikings had a bye this. Nope. They beat the Chargers 39-10 and we lost to the Chargers.
Yeah. Big game for you this week.
How are the Vikings doing? Vikings record. So you like that dead spot in there? Vikings are 10-4, man.
10-4.
Shit, we're 11-3.
Yeah.
And we beat them earlier in the season, but we have to beat the Vikings to win the division.
You need that win.
Fuck. That's going to be tough, man.
Yeah.
That is going to be tough. Yeah, the Lions are 3-10-1.
Dude, it's not easy for anybody here out, man. I mean, teams are trying to figure it out. They're starting to figure out their pace. Right now, you know what's crazy right now is there's a lot of injuries still.
Oh, dude, the Falcons beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. What was the score to that?
29-22.
I might have to watch the highlights of that game.
God, Cowboys smoked the Rams 44-21. Bills beat the Steelers 17-10. Colts and Saints today. That should be a pretty good game.
I watched some of the Cowboys last night.
Yeah.
They're weird. It's a weird team.
They're all over the place. 44 points on that one.
You know how weird they are? They could potentially go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They really could.
At a record, which here.
What, are they 7-7 or something now?
They are, standings in the NFC. The NFC East, dude, this is fucking crazy. NFC
East.
It's
embarrassing.
7-7. Cowboys lead 7-7. Eagles 7-7. Giants 3-11. Redskins 3-11. That's the NFC East.
Yeah.
The Cowboys could very well go to the playoffs with a 9-7 record.
Yes. That's wild.
That is wild, dude. Yeah.
And you know what? Don't count them out because if they show up to play, they actually play pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It's a weird team. It's a weird team.
That's crazy. Yeah, Seahawks are 11-3. They're tied with the 49ers.
I'm saying they're going.
And we haven't talked anything about...
They're consistent. They have Russell Wilson. Dude, he's just so poised. He's underrated.
Rams still got a chance at 8-6. They went out.
Saints. Rams.
Yep. Yeah, Saints are 10-3.
Dude, there's seven teams right now that could potentially go.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at it, Saints... Vikings, Packers. Well, Packers are in.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got Rams, 49ers, Seahawks, Cowboys. Then you got Patriots and Bills. Bills are 10-4. Nobody's talking about the fucking Bills.
Yeah.
They're 10-4.
Yep.
That's nuts. Chiefs, 10-4. Rest of that league sucks. 6-8 for the Raiders, 5-9. I don't know, man. It's been a crazy year. Ravens are 12-2, just crushing it.
It's interesting to see how they're going to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing. Everybody's on the train. I'm on the train, too. I love Lamar. Yeah. He's great.
He is. He's fantastic. Fun to watch.
But people are way too fucking ahead of themselves right now. Dude, you got the NFL, and then you got playoffs. Playoffs are a different league.
Yep.
Lamar has not experienced that.
Yeah.
It is a different game when you get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's cutthroat.
It is. Absolutely. And you know it is.
Everybody, they're going.
Yeah.
Dude, the Lamar Jackson's too good.
Yep.
He's spinning around. He's doing double spins. He's just. I'm like, dude.
He doesn't have the experience.
Don't hop on board yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, they look fantastic. If they play the way they've been playing, they're definitely going to the Super Bowl.
And think about the nerves. Here's a young man going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
A lot of talk behind him. That I don't care where you get in that on that field in that kind of setting going, okay, if we lose this, we're out. Mm-hmm. Everything we've done all season,
Granted, he has dealt with the pressure pretty well. He kind of went from right here to the spotlight.
Yeah.
But and he's still playing good.
Regular season, though, is
different.
It's different.
I love bringing that up, too, because nobody really agrees with me. My friends, at least.
Yeah.
They're like, no, dude, he's going to kill.
He's going to do it.
You have no idea.
Yeah. You don't know what you're talking
about. And
you know
what? The people that are really like lean into it
never
played football.
It's true.
You just don't get it.
It's true. Well, we'll see. It's been exciting, and it's going to continue to be exciting. I couldn't tell you who's going to be in it this year. But we do know that there are teams that already have the playoff berth. There's some teams that have their division locked in already. So
my hunch, and I can only say one, is the Seahawks.
Yeah.
That's my hunch right now.
Could Packers Seahawks be in it? Or is that the same?
I think it's the same.
That'd be fun.
I think that would be fun.
Rodgers and Wilson.
Dude, I am not. You know, we like to bust on each other, but it's not like I would not like to see the Packers on.
That'd be great
in the playoffs in getting to the Super Bowl. Yeah. It'd be epic.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, of course, I want the Patriots, but dude, I've seen it. I mean, it's not going to bother me if they don't.
Yeah, I think that's where everyone's at. Everyone at this point is like,
You know,
there's a chance they could do it, but we'll see.
I mean, for me, it would be awesome for him to do it and then retire. Mm-hmm. It'd be like the ultimate.
Yeah.
But damn.
And then be in Space Jam. Oh, wait. That's LeBron. That's it. Close. Well, we'll see, man. So there you go. Some Monday NFL chit chat. I'm sure we'll have more next week. We're getting close to it. One week closer to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it's exciting stuff. So don't forget to check out more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you later.